Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We're going to be finishing up with looking at the challenges of learning to function in supernatural gifts. And when we look at those gifts as the tools they are, we hopefully won't be intimidated by the process, but have the respect that's appropriate for them. Just as you wouldn't treat a sword disrespectfully, you'd recognize that it's sharp and can do great damage, but that in the right hands, it's a protective or aggressive weapon. And so we appreciate the gifts, which are really just characteristics that each one of us has in our soul that need to be enlivened and used according to spirit. So the final challenge we want to look at before getting into some of the nitty-gritty is the whole concept of an unsafe environment. Because just as having respect for that sword, we have to be able to learn how to use it where we're not going to hurt ourselves or hurt someone else. And if you are in a situation, a position, where you're not allowed to use your sword, you're not going to learn how to use it. And there are so many situations where we can learn from others. But if the environment, if the situation is such that we don't feel comfortable learning or teaching or sharing, I do things this way, you do things that way. Let's discuss the pros and cons. Maybe I'll change some of the things out the way I do things, and you can change some of the things the way you do some things. The odds are really good that most of what we believe about the right way to do it has a lot of flexibility to it. We remind ourselves, and we always start with the approach that God loves us. God loves me. God loves the person I am ministering to. And he wants what's best for them. So we look at what is going through that sword, how that sword is being used, that how, or the gift, or our words, whatever. Is it loving? Is it kind? Is it encouraging? Does it encourage the person to go to God? Now, sometimes the kind thing is to be brutally honest. And sometimes the kind thing is to reveal a lie that's been believed. And those lies are always tied into wounds. So if you want to minister, if you want to move in the gifts, you will have to learn how to heal others. And the best way to do that is to experience yourself, that healing on all different levels, how God does that. And we come back to God knows the training he has for you, not just your own experiences, but whatever training he has for you tomorrow or today or in the next 2 seconds, he has you ready for. Sometimes it's probably not going to feel like you're ready. You may feel like God's just thrown you into the den with the lions. And sometimes what we need to learn is that relying on our own strength, we are not ready. But he is. So we remind ourselves that God will put us in situations that we can't handle. But he loves us. So this is not for exposing our weakness or putting us in a situation of, you know, intentional embarrassment. Now, there's going to be times when you're going to embarrass yourself. There's going to be times when, even if you don't embarrass yourself, you're going to be embarrassed. That's not something we to run away from, but to understand that rejection is part of our process. So, look at your circumstances. Do you have a safe environment in which to make mistakes? This is one of the reasons that the Lord himself wants to be your teacher. Only he can treat you with the unconditional love, the unconditional acceptance, the unconditional value that you deserve. No one else will be able to give you what you need. Only God can. So he's can give you, as a spirit being, he can give you the unconditional love, the unconditional acceptance, and the unconditional honor. You may minister in the gifts and have wonderful effect on people and get a ho-hum reaction. Let God let you know how you're doing. He will reinforce areas where you need to work on. He will correct you where you need it. He will encourage you where you need it. He knows what you need. So as you begin to learn under his tutelage, it is likely that he will put you in circumstances of all kinds, including work, family, and church-type settings, in order for you to test what you have learned, and also so you can learn how to recognize, receive, and overcome rejection. Part of this is being able to be aware of your own emotions, of your own reactions. So if you aren't really up for that kind of a journey, this may not be for you. You are going to become more and more aware of what's going on inside of you as you begin to give out more and more of what's inside of you. Remember, there are only two kinds of people in this world. Those that have been rejected and those that have been rejected more. The Lord will also be building your confidence, not in your ability to learn, but in His ability to teach and His ability to speak clearly and your ability to hear and respond. We get so frustrated with the whole learning curve. Why can't I learn this? Why can't I get it? Do I not have enough faith? Am I doing something wrong? Am I missing something? And what we want to learn to do is step back and be reminded that it's not our job to learn. It's God's job to teach. We think that if it's something we need to learn, we need to understand it. We need to grasp and see how it fits in with everything else we believe. But most often, when it's God revealing it to you, speaking it to you, teaching it to you, it just becomes life. And you know and you understand, not through a process, even though there's that process sometimes. But one of the ways to distinguish being taught by God is that knowing. Knowing by experience. Knowing by having been in His presence. So it's not about learning, but about being available to be taught. It is God's job to make Himself so clear and so alive in and through you. It's not your job to get Him to do that, to talk Him into teaching you or changing you. You just show up, be available, and He will do the rest. We cooperate. We follow instructions. We join Him in the process. And as we do that, we become so taken with Him, with who He is, with what we're discovering about ourselves, that all these other avenues, especially areas where we may have been afraid or not wanted to do it, or not wanted to try something out of fear of rejection, out of fear of doing it wrong, out of fear of someone hurting someone else. All those things just fade away. Not that they're not there, but they fade away in importance. Because all we see is God ministering to His people, loving His people, healing His people, encouraging His people. And we just want to be a part of that. God, that looks like fun. How do you do that? And we get so caught up. Imagine Jesus is here, as he was here on this earth walking, and he saw what God the Father wanted to do in the situation. I can't imagine the excitement, the mixed emotions. Think of when Lazarus, his friend, had been dead and buried for days in a tomb. Jesus already knew what was going to happen. And yet he mourned because of the pain that his family was going through. So we have that mixture as well. We mourn with those who mourn, but we see what God is going to do, and we get excited about it. And then we taste him, and we see him, and we let him come in and through, or sometimes just directly. We speak that word, or it just happens, whatever. And we don't worry about who gets the credit or if people understand how it was done, because it was done. God himself made himself known in that situation, and that's what we're looking for. Not, oh, you know, Lord, don't praise me, praise God. You know, glorify God, don't give me any credit. No. Go ahead if they want to say, wow, you know, that's really cool. How did you learn how to do that? You say, this is how you do it. And you teach them. A teacher does no more than a student. So we have to be also willing to accept that acknowledgement of we do know by experience or whatever way more than others. That doesn't mean we're more spiritually mature. We went through this. If you need to go back and look at the previous recordings we've done, programs in this series, it doesn't mean you're more spiritually mature. It doesn't mean you're anything about your spirit. But it does mean that God has had more opportunity to flow through and to you. And that's it. But that's everything. God fills the vessels. God fills you. God fills me. It's his plan and strategy on how he wants to do these things. And we just want to let him do it however way he chooses. And we can have fun at the same time. Even overcoming huge obstacles, we see God doing it. And we get excited because he loves. He wants what's best for us. He wants what's best for his people. And guess what? He is what's best. Not a teaching, not trying to encourage faith. I wonder how short church services would be if we didn't focus on trying to encourage faith. We spend so much time trying to increase somebody's faith or belief that this is, if you believe enough, by testimonials, by scriptures, by singing, by getting people emotionally stirred up. And this is even one reason why we have revivals and we have special speakers that are known for doing certain things. Because then we have an expectation and our, supposedly our faith is higher. But your faith doesn't matter when God wants to do something. In fact, it may get in the way because you you may believe God's going to do it a certain way. And he doesn't want to do it that way. He wants to do it his way. This is one of the reasons we try to stay away from religious terminology. We all have this concept and idea about what faith is. So instead, let's just drop expectations. And when you go in to whatever kind of a group or fellowship you have, or even just before him, go into it with your ears open, with your soul, your heart, your mind, your will ready to receive and ready to give. That's all he's looking for. If God wants to move in the driest service and raise the dead, whether literally or figuratively, there's nothing in that service that can stop him. Well, then why doesn't he do it? I think in a lot of cases, we're not ready for it. He has his own timing on these things. And I think also because he values what he wants to do in us. He does not like being taken for granted. And when we think there's a formula that if we do this, 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 and this, then God will this, this, and this. That's a formula. God doesn't like to be taken advantage of, taken for granted. He likes to be asked, Lord, what do you want to do in this situation? Lord, this person is in a real tight bind in her family life. What is your life in this situation? What do you have for her? And whatever it is you give, you give him the opportunity to give of himself. So this is not about doing things a certain way, but about being stretched to contain the possibilities that God already has available within you. You have no idea what he has in store for you. None of us do, or available. And remember, in your spirit, you are already fully engaged in every supernatural activity that there is. So this is not about getting closer to God or pleasing him more or even glorifying him, trying to affect your community, trying to start a revival, whatever. The best use of your time is to just be with him. By all means, ask, Lord, is there anything else I should be doing? Anything else I should be getting involved in? But it's fine if he just says, no, just keep doing what you're doing. If he wanted to reveal himself to every single person here on this earth and change their hearts and enliven their souls to be awakened to the need for him, he could do it right now. He doesn't need anybody's help. We get to help. We have the fun and the opportunity and the thrill and the honor to be a participant with what God is already doing. Now, this can be very disconcerting if we are looking to have a particular kind of meeting or approach or relationship. When God says, no, I want you to do this. And we go, but God, pay attention to that. Lord, what is my problem here? Is there a hindrance? Is there a misbelief? Is there a wound? Is there an obstruction that needs to be dealt with? Right there, but God. When he says, I want you to do, you know, say this to this person, or cartwheels, or walk in backwards, or whatever. But Lord, that's weird. That's disrespectful. That's not honoring the authority you've placed in this fellowship. God is the authority. Period. He is the spirit head. You have no other spiritual head. We've talked about that as well, so if you need to go back, please do. And of course, anytime you have any questions, I know these are difficult topics. They're uncomfortable because we like to understand where we stand. Feel free to drop me a line at Diane@therainersclub.org. or through Blog Talk Radio. I'll get the message. But this is the whole point of challenge, looking at these things are going to come up. But though we learn directly from God, what we learn is generally put to the test in our day-to-day environment. Not just at church, but at the grocery store, at work, with our neighbor, with our family. We recognize that each one of those places is an opportunity to minister, to give. So one thing we want to be aware of, that God is an adult. He's mature. He's not rude or obnoxious. So he has us, he brings our awareness to that desire that he has to minister in a variety of situations. And we learn how the Lord is considerate of his audience. We learn how to exert self-control without stifling his movement. We learn how to behave under pressure. We even learn how to accept recognition or correction, deserved or not. But as we focus on knowing him and we find our motivation, our encouragement, our feedback, Lord, how am I doing? Am I missing something here? And we think back to any even that particular day, even today, tonight. Lord, what went on today? What did I miss? Did I miss you? We rely on him for our safety and our security. As we gain that confidence that he is reliable for all those things, we can boldly and restfully let him live his life through us in every circumstance, throughout every day. And we can just say thanks. When we get up in the morning, we can say, what's going on today, Lord? And when we go to sleep at night, we can say, thank you for what you did today. It was fun. We had a great time. What are we going to do tomorrow? And let him be the teacher. So from here, we are going to start talking about how to minister in the supernatural gifts. Start to get into some nitty-gritty. So hopefully you're excited. In the meantime, you can always drop me a line at Diane@therainersclub.org or again through Blog Talk Radio. Until we meet again, this time next week, have a great evening.